Devo me Bhagavan Samprasidatu. May Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, be fully merciful unto me, because by His grace, a complete fool can get all knowledge in one moment. Also, here in the last paragraph, it says, you have this verse in your computer? Okay, so the last paragraph of the purport, it says, Shila Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, poznati učenik gospoda Chaitanya je rekao, pošto je princip transcendentalnog predanog služenja bio izgubljen, Shri Krishna Chaitanya se pojavio da bi ponovo dao ljudima proces devocije. On je tako ljubazan da deli ljubav prema Krišni. To bi good Sunday feast if somebody would serve this love for Krishna. Svako bi trebao osjećati sve veću privlačnost prema njegovim lotosevim stopalima, kao što pčele koje zuje, what means zuje? Aha, yeah? Zuje. Aha, humming bees. Koje zuje osjećaju privlačnost prema lotosovom cvetu. And there is a verse also, another Mangalacharana, which says, Shri Chaitanya Padambo Ja Madhupebhyo Namo Namaha Katanchidashaya Dyesham Shapitad Gandabhag Bhavet. I again and again offer obeisances to Madhupebhyo. Madhupa. Pa is drinking. Madhu is honey. I offer obeisances to the honey-drinking bees who are devotees of Chaitanya, who always drink the honey of the lotus of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feet. Because even if a dog takes shelter of such honey-drinking bees somehow or other, one way or another, then even such a person will get tadganda bhak. He will get his share of the flavor of this honey. You will also get that honey. Hare Krishna. So it's one beautiful blessing. And here in the 15th chapter of Adilila, there's another. So each first verse is a beautiful Mangalacharana. So this is a beautiful one. Kumana sumanas tvam Hiyati yasya padabjayo sumanor panamatre natam chaitanya prabhum bhaje. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya, because simply by offering a sumanas flower, sumanas also means thinking well. Mana is mind, and sumana is good mind. Yeah? So if you just appreciate Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if you think about his pastimes or qualities or names, so by offering a sumanas flower at his lotus feet, even the most ardent materialist. And the Sanskrit here is kumana, one who has a very, very bad mind. I don't know how about you. All of you have very, very beautiful minds, but I have a very, very bad mind. So for me, this sounds very encouraging, because it says, if I have a very, very bad mind, if somehow or other I offer a flower at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then even the most ardent materialist becomes a devotee. Hare Krishna. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So which names of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu you know? Gauranga. Gauranga means golden body, yeah. Gaura Chandra, which means golden moon. Which else? Sachinandana, which means? Yes. Which others? Nimai Pandit, which means? And the Nim, yeah, connected with Nim, yes. Vishvambara, that's his actually given name. That's the name he was actually given at his Namakarana Samskara. And Vishvambara means, and yes, one who sustains the whole universe. This is actually a recommendation of his astrologer grandfather. So he said, oh, this is a very, you should give him this name, Vishvambara. Okay. Gaura Sundara, yes. He's golden, beautiful, and beautiful. Yashoda. Yashoda Nandana. Sachinandana. Chaitanya. Chaitanya means? Life force or consciousness. Consciousness. If you need more consciousness, then he's the source. We have Prabhupada saying in the introduction here, Reč Chaitanya znači životna sila. Kao živa bića možemo se kretati, ali to ne može jer ne posjeduje životnu silu. Yeah, so somebody cannot, because we don't have. Kretane in delatnosti se mogu smatrati znacima ili simptomima životne sile. U stvari može se reći da delovanje nije moguće bez životne sile. Iako je životna sila prisutna u materijalnom stanju, nije amrita, besmrtna. Reči Chaitanya Charitamrita se stoga mogu prevesti kao karakter životne sile u besmrtnosti. So, just... So you can say that we study here the characteristics of the living force in immortality. That's, or in eternity. Living force in immortality. So, yes. So how many names did we count? Huh? Approximately. What? Around 10, okay. Around 10. If you try harder, how many more can you try count? Patita Pavana. Oh yeah, this is the one we sing in the morning, right? What? Bhakta Vatsala, kind to the Bhaktas. Yes. Navadvipa Chandra. Yeah, the moon of Navadvipa. Huh? Shachi Suta, son of Shachi, yes. Yeah, Shachi Suta, son of... How? Tapta Kanchana, yes. Adi. Adi means, Tapta Kanchana Adi means, and so many other names. Yeah. So, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was mentioned here. Jai Shishi Panchatattva Ki Jai. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is a famous scholar, Vedantist, as I mentioned some other day, that in a university book on logic by Professor Ingalls, he mentions that Navadvip was the greatest center for Navya-Nyaya logic, which is there is Nyaya, one of the famous philosophies in India, and there is Navya-Nyaya, means a further improved version. And it's really complicated system. And you can see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could, Nimai Pandit, could defeat anybody in argument. So that Dr. Ingle, Professor Ingalls says that Navadvipa was a big seed, big center, and he says there are some famous people. There is Raghunath, Vasudev, famous logicians and scholars. There, he says, there was also one Sarvabhauma, but he's not so great because he was defeated by his student Chaitanya. His knowledge was not so good. which is not quite correct, actually, because you know this story. They were connected. He was actually coming from Navadvip, and he lived in Puri. He was Raja Pandit, as far as I understand. He was a court advisor. He was a really great scholar, and he was one of the first who met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he was an impersonalist. He was practically a Mayavadi. He was teaching Vedanta Sutra. So you know, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Jagannath Puri after taking sannyas, he was coming with a few associates. So you remember who was with him when they came to Puri on taking sannyas? Who came with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Nityananda. Must remember Nityananda, because Nityananda did something very funny. What did he do? Broke the danda. Yes. He broke the danda of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And there was also Mukunda, and who else was there? Who? Haridas Thakur, I think, yes. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "What are you doing? I've just taken sannyas and you've already broken my danda." Yeah. And Nityananda Prabhu said, "It's not proper for you, because you are, first of all, you are beyond renunciation and you are beyond, you are already at Paramahamsa stage." Right? So there is a place, Danda Bhanga, near Puri. And sometimes in Parikrama, devotees are taken to that place where Nityananda broke the danda. Nityananda Prabhu, he was, always making fun. Yeah, it was never boring. Next to, if you were with Nityananda, Haridas Thakur complained. You know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent Nityananda and Haridas. He said, "Please go and collect charity, collect donations. What donations? Krishna Nam. Bolo Krishna, Bajo Krishna, Koro Krishna, Shiksha." So they would go and say, "Please give some little donation." "Oh, what donation?" "Please chant Krishna, Krishna, Krishna." And then Haridas Thakur would complain to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on returning from these missions. He would say that, "Please don't send me with these madmen, you know. This Nityananda, he is really dangerous." So when he sees somebody, he doesn't think, does this person qualify or not qualify to get some instruction? He approaches drunkards, you know, like Jagai Madai, and tells them, "Okay, become..." So the other day we could hardly run away from these drunkards. And another day he jumped into the Ganga. Why? Because he saw a few crocodiles there. So he slapped the crocodile and said, "Chant Hare Krishna, what are you doing here? Brother, what kind of body have you gotten? How did you end up in such a... Chant Hare Krishna." So he said, "I'm afraid to go and preach with him, because who knows what will happen, you know, where he will preach next to Hare Krishna." And we know what happened. You know, he ended up coming to even Europe and Ljubljana, and he's preaching to all of us. "Hey, brother, sister, where have you ended up? Chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare." Very mercifully. I mean, it's very kind. It's very fortunate for us, isn't it? That Nityananda Prabhu gives it to everybody. Also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They too. And Advaita Prabhu. So they all very kind. And very, very merciful. So he broke the danda, Nityananda Prabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "This is too much. You know, I just took sannyas a couple days ago and you break my danda. The other day I told you bring me to Vrindavan, and you brought me where? To Shantipur. To Advaita Acharya. You know, you were bringing me in circles, and then you brought me to a neighbor village. at the end. And, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thought this is Vrindavan, this is Yamuna, and he says, he's in ecstasy, oh Vrindavan, oh Yamuna, and then he sees Advaita Acharya in a boat coming with a fresh clothes for him, and he said, what you are doing here? I thought I'm in Vrindavan. Advaita said, my lord, everywhere you are, there is Vrindavan. this is one thing. Another thing, this is the south. This is the western or southern part of the river. So this is where Yamuna is flowing. So it is Yamuna. You were not wrong. You were completely correct. This is Yamuna because they join at Prayag, all the rivers. It's Yamuna. So it's all correct. And you know this whole Leela there. and now you have broken my danda. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, okay, you do what you want. Don't walk with me. So he walks separately. He goes separately and he goes to Jagannath Puri and he comes to Jagannath Puri and he sees Jagannath and he just loses it. He just becomes, totally mad in ecstasy. So this is why afterwards he would avoid coming close to the deities. He would stand and he would look from behind the Garuda Stamba. I think our Nava Yoga Pit has a good facility for this. Very well prepared. We have three stambas for different degree of ecstatic madness. The most ecstatically mad we put there. Somebody here. See, don't jump to the altar. And then he is crying and dancing and singing and shouting, and then he faints. So the guards, they think this is some crazy person. And they want to, you know, beat him up and put him out. But Sarvam Vatacharya, the Raja Pandit, he knows that there are very high levels of trance and ecstasy. And he read Shastra. So therefore he said, wait, just let me see. He comes and he checks his pulse, he checks his breathing. And then he says, this is a trance. This is very high trance. So don't touch him. You, with your, you know, don't even think about beating. This is a saint. So take him to my house. Take him to my house. So they bring him to his house. And then Nityananda and Mukunda and others are coming and going a little slower. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not there. So they're saying, where is he? Was there a sannyasi coming here? So yeah, there was. No doubt. we definitely saw him. So they say, where is he? And say, well, he fainted. What happened? Did he get sick or something? And they say, you just go to Saraboma. Saraboma, he took him to his house. So they go to Saraboma Bhattacharya. So all of them, they come to Saraboma, and they know how to bring Chaitanya Mahaprabhu back. How do you bring unconscious Chaitanya Mahaprabhu back to external consciousness? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes he says sometimes he was in completely internal consciousness, sometimes he was externally aware, sometimes he was half-half. Like the gopis we discussed yesterday, three levels of Unmada. And in Antya Lila, we see he complains. Every time they bring him back, he complains. He says, look, I was with Krishna, I was in Vrindavan, I was with on the bank of the Yamuna, and you're bringing me back. You know, I was just about to, you know, to come to Krishna, and then I hear, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. And now you're bringing me back to, So then he stayed in Sarvambhattacharya's house, and Gopinathacharya was a great devotee. Gopinathacharya, brother-in-law of Sarvabhauma, he was a great devotee. So he was preaching to Sarvabhauma, saying he was bringing, this was one of the verses he was bringing. He was telling, this is not an ordinary sannyasi, this is not an ordinary bhakta, this is bhaktavatar, this is the Supreme Lord. And Sarvabhauma said, hey, come on, in Kali Yuga, who, there is no avatar. But gradually, by becoming purified, Sarvabhauma himself remembered all the verses in the Shastra, from the Mahabharata, from the Vishnu Sahasranam, from the Bhagavatam, from the other Puranas, from the Upanishads. He started remembering all these verses, which do prove that the Lord does come in Kali Yuga as a hidden avatar. So that's one of those verses. So then he asks Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says, so you are, your name is, and he says, Krishna Chaitanya. I'm Krishna Chaitanya. And Krishna Chaitanya, so there are 10 famous schools of sannyasis. So this is the Bharati school. Yeah? And this is a brahmachari name. This is sannyasi servant. Servant of the sannyasi. And then after he, first he becomes a servant, and then after some time he gets sannyasi initiation, and then he gets Bharati name of Bharati. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't take the sannyas name, he took the name of sannyasi servant, Krishna Chaitanya. So the name was given Krishna, and the traditional name there, Chaitanya, this Chaitanya, that Keshava Bharati gave him. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, well, there are some schools of this sannyas which are higher, like Puri, Tirtha, they're considered more prestigious. So why don't I arrange for you to get initiation in a higher order of sannyas? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there is no necessity for this. I'm perfectly happy. I don't need. I'm So then Sarvabhauma says, I am a little worried about you. He says, you are young. How old was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? 24. You are young. You're extremely beautiful, and I don't know if you are able to keep your detachment. So what to do? How to keep your detachment? What does what is the recommendation? You should deepen your knowledge. So this was the reason why Jagannath Mishra, the father of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, said, let's not let Chaitanya to go to the school. Yeah, let's stop education of our son. Let's Nimai. Yeah, let's not let Nimai to go to the school. Why? Because Vishwambar, his elder brother, he took sannyas. Yeah? He overheard some talks about getting him married, so he just disappeared. He just disappeared. And he took sannyas as Shankararanya, and Jagannath Mishra and Sachimata were distraught. You know, the son just disappeared. So all the neighbors, all the villagers of Navadvip were saying that, come on, this is such a great fortune. This means that you had a very good son. You have a very good son. It means that millions of all his relatives and whoever knows him get benefit. They all benefited. This is the best son you could desire. But Jagannath Mishra is afraid that, look, our Nimai is very intelligent. And if he continues study, just like our senior Vishwarupa, what did I say? Vishwarupa. As our elder son, Vishwarupa, if he studies, continues studying, he will also take sannyas. So let's stop it. Then Shachimata says, Jagannath, Mishra, I don't know how she called him, I don't know. And she said, look, how will he marry? How will he get a good wife if he doesn't get education? As nowadays, you know, you finish university, get a degree or whatever, then maybe you can get a better spouse. And Jagannath Mishra says, you foolish daughter of a learned brahmana. He calls her. It's not by learning that you get your spouse or something, or wealth. Look, I'm learned. And how much money do we have? And look there. There are some people who know nothing, who are completely ignorant. And all the wealthy wealthy people are always at their door, and they are calling, and they are considering that because this person is wealthy, then he is of course a wonderful person, and he is definitely learned, and he is a saint. Just because he has money. So it's all by Krishna's will, by Krishna's desire. So he convinced her to stop. So they came to Nimai and they said, Nimai, from today you don't have to go to school. You don't go to school. You can do anything you want. If you want something, you tell us. Don't go to school. So Nimai, who was extremely brilliant and who was studying, who could learn a sutra just by hearing it once. So then he started doing mischief. He would go with his friends, and they would put something on. They would disguise themselves as a bull, and they would scare. They would break a garden of somebody, and then the person would think, oh, this is a bull, and they would be afraid. Or they would come and lock somebody in. And then the person wanted to go outside to the toilet, and they were locked. So they would complain, and you know, so many things they were doing. Another time, Nimai Pandit sat on the garbage pile. And Shachimata came and said, Nimai, what are you doing? You're sitting on a pile of garbage. You have to take a bath. And he said, how would I know? I'm not studying, you know. How would I know that what's proper, what's improper, you know? And anyway, everything is one. Everything is coming. Everything is God's energy. Everything is, you know, it's earth. These old pots, this is the same earth as that or earth. So what's the difference? So he was preaching Maivad philosophy in the mode of your impersonal philosophy. Of course, you know, Shachimata defeated him in just 2 seconds. How did she defeat him? What example did she give? Who? Yes. What's the use? Sweets. Now, I think it's a very convincing argument, right? So sweets. So sweets is transformed earth. It's growing from something, grows from earth, and then you make it into sweets. So, but sweets you like, right? It's tasty. Earth, would you eat earth just for your pleasure? No. So yes, it has the same nature. It's also all energy. It's all earth, ultimately. But one you eat, the other you don't touch. So she defeated this Mayavad philosophy immediately, all at once. That's how Bhaktisiddhantaji once defeated one Mayavadi in a train. You know this story, how they were traveling, and he had a box of ripe mangoes, and it was hot, and Sananda Prabhu is saying it was 40, how many 40 degrees? It's very, it can be really hot. And 40, it's not hot yet. This is just a spring time, you know. It's just the beginning, right? Then it goes up and up and up. And so if you have a ripe mango at such temperature, what happens? It becomes spoiled. Has anyone ever smelled a spoiled mango? It's really not something you would like to eat. And there was this Mayavadi with Bhaktisiddhantaji, so he said, oh, we have some, and that Mayavadi was speaking Mayavadi philosophy. Everything is one, everything is the same, we are all one. So Bhaktisiddhantaji said, oh, I have some mangoes. Here, take this. And he would give him a totally rotten mango. And Mayavadi was just saying, everything is one, everything is one. So, oh, here, take some mango. So he sees this is a bad mango. But he didn't understand. Oh, I just said everything is one. So, okay, he eats that. And then Bhaktisiddhanta immediately takes, here's one more. Take this one. And I don't know how many mangoes he took, but just after a few mangoes, Bhaktisiddhanta said, okay, this Mayavadi sannyasi, okay, I accept, I admit. I cannot take them anymore. Cannot take these mangoes anymore. So that's why Bhaktisiddhanta was called Lion Guru, which means, which in Bengal is Acharya Keshari. Keshari is a lion, Acharya is the teacher. Acharya Keshari. And he knew how to do this. Next time somebody... Okay, you may not have a rotten mango with you, box of rotten mangoes with you, but if anybody tells you everything is one, you can ask them, do you really believe it? Do you really accept this as your philosophy? Are you serious about this? Is it your true philosophy that everything is one? If they are honest, then just take their wallet. Everything is one, right? Your money is my money. Correct? Your pocket is my pocket. It's your words, not mine. I'm not saying, so my pocket is not your pocket because that's not my philosophy. But your money is my money. I mean, if anybody tells you this, just do it. Are you serious about this philosophy? Are you sure? Okay, give me your money. Give me your wallet. Follow your, walk your talk, follow your philosophy. If it is the conviction that you have. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was already learned, but Sarvabhauma wanted to make him more detached. So he said, okay, I should teach you Vedanta Sutra. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, okay. And you know that for 7 days, he would listen very humbly. He would listen. He was not sleeping. His eyes were open. And Sarvabhauma would explain, Atato Brahma Jigyasa. And janmadhyasa yataha, and nashrute, and all the anavriti shabdat, and he would explain all the sutras of Vedanta. And then after 7 days, he said, "Do you understand what I'm talking about? Because you are neither saying yes nor no nor sorry. I have a question. You're just, just listening to this." Do you understand what I'm speaking? And Vedanta Sutra, if you read, it is extremely terse, compact, short. It's just pieces of sentences. One sutra is na shabdat, which means not indescribable, or because. Not indescribable, or it because ikshate, because of seeing, What does it mean? You know, you need a commentary. You need the rest of the sentence. These are just for memorizing, short pieces for memorizing. So commentary is necessary. And so he's asking, so do you know what I'm saying? Do you understand these things I'm saying? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, well, the sutras are clear, like the sun. But your commentaries are very strange. I cannot understand anything about your commentaries. So Sarvam was surprised. The sutras are clear, and my commentaries are not clear. So how do you? And then he is asking the question. Right? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't come and say, no, you are wrong. No, that's not how it's done. No. He's waiting for the question. He's waiting for Sarvabhauma to ask a question. And then Sarvabhauma asks a question. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives the straight, clear, very logical interpretation. And Sarvabhauma is amazed. Yeah, that makes sense. And you know this whole story, how he meditates, and in the night he remembers all these shlokas, how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the personality of Godhead. That there is a personality of Godhead who will be hidden and acting as a devotee. And so he understands, yes, this is the Lord. This is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in the morning, early in the morning, before Sarvabhauma wakes up, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knocks on his door and he says, I have some Jagannath, some prasadam from Lord Jagannath. And Sarvabhauma immediately, without brushing his teeth, you're not supposed to eat without, taking achaman, or you're supposed to take achaman first. But he immediately takes this prasadam happily, quotes a shloka about this, and says this is the Lord's prasadam. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, oh, now I see you have become a devotee. And he was one of the very close associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to South India for 6 years, and Sarvabhauma did tell him, when you come to Vijayanagar, make sure you meet Ramananda Rai. He's a very special person. So, you know, this discussion with Ramananda Rai, Madhya Nila, chapter 8, I think, very deep. And so after 6 years, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes back, and after having traveled over all the holy places, south of Puri, south and west, and he says, Sarvabhauma, I have traveled everywhere, I have seen everybody, and I must sell. There's no devotee as wonderful as you. This is my conclusion. I have seen everybody. I think you're the best devotee I have met so far. Ramananda Roy was also good. That's true. What you said was very helpful. Ramananda Roy was good. But I have not seen such a good devotee as you. Elder Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. I think this is quite sweet, isn't it? And glorify Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So, this is a devotee. So there are some very famous verses from Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. he wrote Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga, that you are the eternal person who is bringing bhakti. Yoga, endowed with detachment and knowledge. And he wrote a very famous Chaitanya Shataka, 100 Names of Lord Chaitanya. So this was one idea. I thought maybe we could go through these 100 names. But I think it's actually already after 9. Anyway, it's available on the internet. 100 Names of... Today, it says if you chant these 100 names today, very quickly, all your pure desires are fulfilled. Actually, that's the translation. In text, it doesn't mention pure, but it's just to make people more, less scared. Many blessings are there. It also says that an offensive person becomes free from offense. Yes, one chance to 100. Many blessings, there's special nice blessings there. Because Krishna's Karaj Goswami says that, you know, by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, there are offenses which can prevent us from getting the benefit. But by chanting Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Gadadhara Shivasati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, no offense, and you can get ecstasy very soon. Let us experiment, and everybody raise your hands and say, go! Anybody not smiling? One more time. Go! Nitya! Nitya! Hare Krishna. See? It's amazing. The power. Of course, Prabhupada says, then why are we chanting Hare Krishna? Some people actually do chant Panchatattva Mahamantra on their beats, some rounds. But Prabhupada said very simply, he said that you, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted you to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So if you want to please him, do what he wants. Chant Hare Krishna. So he says, before chanting Hare Krishna, we do chant Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, the Panchatattva Mahamantra. And then it helps us. I also remember, just as I came in Vrindavan, I asked Indra Prabhu, and asked how to improve my japa. And he said, oh, you chant Hare Krishna with the understanding that these are names of Gauranga. Chant them as the names of Gauranga. So this is an interesting idea. So in this way, you're both chanting Hare Krishna, and you are you're chanting them as Gauranga's names, because they are also. Yes. Hare Krishna is Gauranga, because he is Krishna and Radharani together. So you can chant like this. Anyway, this is what he told me. I'm just repeating, I haven't been able to perfect my chanting. And sometimes I try to chant like this. But there are many ways to work on your japa. And there is 100 names by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And there is 1,000 names. Sahasranam. I think Krishna Kavikarnapura has composed 1,000 names of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And there are also many wonderful blessings. Today is a wonderful day to meditate on qualities, different qualities of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, on his different names, and offer him something. Offer him your tongue, offer him your ears, offer him the heart, the legs. All of you have already offered your legs, you're here. And hands, by raising your arms and saying, Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna. Yeah, just in time. Okay, some questions or points, comments? Yes. Yes. Sankirtana, Sankirtana Prayari. So this is what Jiva Goswami in Bhakti Sandarbha says, that we have many processes of devotional service. However, all the processes we do, we accompany with Sankirtan, with glorifying the Lord, particularly through the names. So we see even other things we do, we chant before and after classes, we also arati, like in India oftentimes you can see that arati, they don't chant anything. Oftentimes you can see that arati is, they all come together and it's quite, they, sometimes you see they have a gigantic drum, like as high as Marco and as wide as none of us, 4 meters wide. In Radha Gopinath you can see some drums like this. And they have gongs and bells, and so oftentimes you can see that arati means they all come together and they just, you know, somebody is doing the arati and everybody else is just as loud as possible, they just ring the bells and that's it. Maybe some, no, nobody is actually even singing. They just ring the bells. But you can see in Srila Prabhupada very clearly said that no, yeah, we ring kartals, maybe bells, but not to the point of drowning out the chanting of Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So our arati is also with the names. All the processes we do are connected with the names. But also, others, like cleaning the temple, for example. You can do this also as Sankirtan. Understanding, okay, the guests will come, and guests will come, and as Prabhupada said, they will see that these people are, as Prabhupada said, are revolutionary clean. Revolutionary cleanliness. So that's also a form of preaching. Form of preaching. So sam means samyak, perfect. So you have to find a way to glorify Krishna perfectly. You remember we had some point? Brahma Loka. When one king, Revati, no, yeah, Kakudmi, I think, yeah, Kakudmi and Revati, yeah, so. The four upper planets, Maharloka, Tapaloka, Janaloka, and Satyaloka, are beyond the Tamagun and Rajagun, and everybody there is mystic. And so therefore, in that sense, they are called Munilokas, the lokas of the sages. So in that sense, it's practically being liberated, almost, practically being liberated. However, they are still within the material universe. And Brahmaloka, so those many residents of Brahmaloka, they are personified Vedas. They are personified Vedas, so that means they are transcendental and rishis. And they, like Lord Brahma, he has body made of Mahatattva, and many others, you know, are on that platform, which means that they are, and Mahatattva is beyond the modes. It's a very mysterious element called avyakta sometimes, unmanifest, or consciousness, citta. But this is still on this side of the material world. So therefore, obviously, we have many cases when people do fall from there. So it's just a degree of purity, one degree of purity that one becomes a sage. But it is still within this material universe. So, and we see that sometimes even Brahma or sometimes some residents of Brahmaloka do become afflicted by the false ego. So therefore it's not a recommended place to reach, even though they live as long as the universe exists. Krishna says, A Brahma Bhuvanal Loka Punar Avartino Arjuna. So even Brahmaloka is not the shelter, is not the proper goal for us. And if in previous ages we had a recommendation for moving up step by step through Varnashram, Karma Yoga, things like this, it would take thousands and thousands of lives, literally. And, you know, over such a long time, there is every danger of, you know, becoming diverted or falling down. So it was, you know, you grow higher and higher and you develop some higher qualities, mystical qualities, and, you know, and there's a danger in it. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's process, what analogy does he give? What is our process? That we get a seed of bhakti lata and we water bhakti lata bij with shravanam kirtanam. And then we are still here. We stay where we are, human. But bhakti lata grows, and it grows first to higher planets, and then to even higher planets, then to Brahmaloka. Then it goes out through the layers, and then it goes to Vaikuntha. But you keep hearing and chanting, and it keeps growing. Of course, it means you do not become attracted because you keep hear and chant the Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita, not something else. So therefore, it keeps growing. You're not attracted to any of those other places. But you're still here. You're here. You're not, unlike in other processes where you, each next step, you have to move. But here, you're staying here. You're just doing Shravanam Kirtanam and watering the plant, and the plant grows. And because you're doing Shravanam Kirtanam in a proper way, you're not attracted also by the blessings, by the fruits you can get. Fruits can be available, and fruits will be coming. But because you're doing proper Shravanam Kirtanam, hearing Bhagavatam, which explains, come on, guys, this is, even Brahmaloka, it's not free from trouble. Just read the 8th canto, you know, different troubles there too. Therefore, it keeps growing, and then goes to Vaikuntha, and then goes to Goloka Vrindavan, and then finds the lotus feet of Radha, Shyamasundar, and Gauranga. And then it blossoms and produces an amazing fruit. And if you just bite this fruit once, you are eternally intoxicated by the juice of Krishna Prema. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.